This has been a difficult few weeks for Marsha Harrington Shears. The Santa Barbara County woman lost her home to the holiday fire in the hills north of Goleta July 6th. She and her family only had time to grab some medicine and their pets before they were forced to leave. But Shears says despite the threat to her family, she and her son Sam were more concerned about the danger to a nearby animal rescue center.
Much more worried about this place because there were living beings here that we had been caring for and were attached to and knew that they were vulnerable and needed help. And we were very frustrated because we wanted to come up the hill and help them, but we were being evacuated and had to get out of our house. This place is a really special place in our community.
The place Shears is talking about is the Santa Barbara Wildlife Care Network Center on North Fairview Road. The good news is that thanks to the help of firefighters and a few volunteers, most of the facility survived and only a few of the 350 animals there at the time of the fire died. But the bad news is a key component of the center, a trailer that's home for sick, injured, and abandoned baby songbirds, suffered smoke and ash damage. Elena Barra is the center's animal care coordinator.
The room specifically where we do the baby birds is completely compromised. The ash and the residual smoke and the smell makes it a really unhealthy place for even humans to breathe. Baby birds breathe up to, well, with a hummingbird, it's 250 times a minute, whereas a human breathes about 12 times a minute. These birds are developing, they're growing. To put them back into an environment where we know that the air is not healthy is unthinkable.
So for now, the Santa Barbara Humane Society is continuing to allow the use of its education center as a temporary home for the displaced birds. More than 100 birds are here in cages covered with towels in the room. It's like a little symphony of chirps. Ironically, this temporary facility is more than double the size of what the care network has been using. Carrie Burns is the Humane Society's executive director.
We thought it was going to be a few weeks, but we didn't know the devastation at the center, actually. So knowing that birds are so sensitive with their respiratory system, we have to provide. I mean, that's all. We have the space. We have the time. It's great that we can actually help them out till the end of August. And we'll keep talking every couple weeks to figure out the next plan, the next strategy. Who knows? It could be a little bit longer. But, you know, I'm just happy that we have the space and the resources to help them out. And the birds seem happy. The volunteers and staff seem happy down there.
The North Fairview Avenue property has been the center's home since 2012. The nonprofit had hoped someday to build a permanent building to replace the improvised facilities, and the fire has now stepped up those plans. Julia Parker, who's the Wildlife Care Network's director of animal care, says they've kicked off fundraising for a $2.5 million building.
Our building is going to be 30 feet by 90 feet. It's going to be fitted for oil spill response, as we are a partner with Oil Wildlife Care Network, specialized sinks so that toxic oily water can be disposed of safely, pre-release conditioning area for the animals as they're recuperating from their wash. It'll have a very large room for the baby bird rehabilitation, restrooms for humans, kitchens for animals, an exam room, and a room for baby mammals that will be separated from the baby birds.
The Wildlife Care Network's Caitlin Lloyd says even without the fire, they really needed a better facility for the birds. They were in a single wide mobile home like you'd see on a construction site. With office space on both ends of the trailer, the songbirds were in an area about the size of a small apartment's bedroom.
This room that you're standing in right now is where normally we would have probably a few hundred young songbirds that still cannot eat on their own. So at that stage of development, we basically act like a mother bird and we feed them every 30 minutes from 7 in the morning till about 8 at night.
Lloyd says for now they'll continue to improvise. They have to. Despite the fire and the damage, the sick, injured, and abandoned animals continue to come to the center.
We've actually gotten about 150 animals, a coyote puppy. We received also a Cooper's hawk. So there's no end in sight for, you know, bringing in animals that are in need of care.
Staff members and volunteers say they hope out of all the problems caused by the fire, they can rally community support to make something good come out of it. Cleanup efforts are underway at other facilities on the site, and it's expected some animals will be moved into the undamaged areas in the next few days. In Goleta, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.